Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Finally, then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you ought to live and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we warned you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I don't have much to say about this day, except that maybe wondering how mystified St. Patrick would be as to why his day is given over to drunkenness. I would encourage you to keep in mind today the closing words of our reading, for God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Today, I want to talk about this idea of sanctification, especially as it relates to marriage. There's a line in the marriage rite that refers back to our reading today. The pastor says in the marriage rite, when he's explaining marriage to the gathered people and to the young bride and groom standing before him, he says, "Therefore, all persons who marry shall take a spouse in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust, for God has not called us to impurity, but in holiness." He seems to be saying, the text seems to be saying, do not get married solely out of passion. But we should be clear, passion and desire is part of marriage. In fact, in our reading today, the ESV allows that this phrase, how to control his own body, could very well mean how to take a wife for himself. In fact, I imagine that's probably why this passage is included in the marriage rite. For St. Paul, both here and in other passages, that marriage is in fact the place for those who burn with desire, who have passion and desire. What I find interesting, however, is this connection that St. Paul makes here and in other places between sanctification and marriage. He places them together, sanctification and marriage. So let's step back and talk about this sanctification that St. Paul mentions here in this passage. On Tuesday, Pastor Bonnick preached about justification. God declares you just, righteous on account of God's work, Jesus' work for you. He declares you not guilty because the guilt that was yours, he placed on Jesus, and Jesus crucified it there so that it is not yours anymore. It is all his work. Today's text follows on justification. Sanctification, holiness. It's the same Latin root as sanctus, holy, holy, holy. In fact, in our reading today, St. Paul actually uses this word, sanctification, for this is the will of God, your sanctification. It's the same word that he uses in holiness at the end. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness, but in sanctification. The will of God, therefore, is your holiness, your being made holy. Well, what does this mean for you to be made holy? Holy. It's got a couple of meanings which apply here. On the one hand, we tend to think of holy as being morally pure in a moral sense. Something that is holy lacks sin. It is pure. It is innocent. And St. Paul calls this out in the text also when he says, this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, and so on. But holiness also means something else as well. It means to be dedicated to God, to be set apart for God, for a special purpose. Therefore, you are a holy people. That is, you are set apart to declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light. We speak of the holy angels. These angels are set apart exclusively for service to God. They are holy, set apart. You can also have holy objects, for instance. The temple was holy because it was set apart exclusively for use and sacrifices and in service to God. It wasn't a multi-purpose building. It had one purpose, for service in God, to God. So also, when you receive the Lord's Supper, when you receive Christ's blood, you receive it from a holy chalice. It has been set apart for this purpose. You're not going to go drink something else out of it. It is set apart, not because it has gems and is gold or anything like this, but because it is set apart for one purpose. Dear people of God, you who are holy are set apart. And here is where we get the connection with marriage, being set apart. St. Paul says, if you burn with desire, take a wife in holiness and honor. And in taking a wife, you have been set apart for her and her only, and she for you. You are given, therefore, a place that is set apart for the godly use of God's gifts, to live in dedicated service to your spouse, because that is the one whom God has set apart for you. Now, because you have been set apart does not mean the struggle with the old sinful flesh is gone. I imagine that even for those of you who have been given the gift of being single, there are still moments of desire. Marriage does not end the lustful temptations of your treacherous heart. This is the place where the struggle of sanctification occurs. God indeed is the one who makes you holy. So also your new man, brought to life and moved by the Holy Spirit, made holy by God, participates in the battle against the sinful flesh. Albeit small and slight, the new man acknowledges, I am but a humble servant, I have simply done my duty. This new man does, in fact, desire and seek to live in the holiness of God, as God has so called him. In the moments when we have failed, married or not, when the lustful desires take us, when we remember that God is an avenger in these things, we return to the holy wounds of Jesus, wherein we find balm and healing. When the evil thoughts within tempt and lead to sin, we return again to Christ's cross and passion, for there and there alone, in the agony of Christ our Savior, we find help and comfort sweet. Help and comfort sweet that we can die in His protection, in His light and life and resurrection. In His name, Amen.